The way that the law works in Queensland at the moment is that it's very unequal, and the law should be equal for all.
It is an absolute shame on Queensland's political position, our legal position, our human rights position when it comes to how women are treated in this state, that abortion is still a criminal offence here in Queensland.
I think we need to be absolutely clear that when you make abortion hard to get, women die. And I don't know about you, but I care about stopping them. Thank you.
Those are the voices of Professor of Law Heather Douglas, Deputy Premier Jackie Trad, and author, lecturer, and social commentator Jane Caro, speaking at a decriminalising abortion discussion hosted by Ms. Trad at West End's The Loft just under a week before the reforms fell over. They were there to discuss what could have been the first significant change to Queensland's abortion law in over 100 years. But to understand how we missed this opportunity for change, we first need to understand the law itself. We sat down with Professor Heather Douglas in her office at the University of Queensland.
Well, there are three criminal offences under the criminal code in Queensland. One of them makes an offence for a woman to have an abortion or to try to get an abortion. One of them makes it an offence for anyone else to try to help her with an abortion, including doctors and anaesthetists. And also there's an offence for anyone who assists in that termination. So that might be people like the receptionist or others.
There is one defence for these provisions, adopted in 1986, which protects doctors who perform abortions as long as they believe that the physical or mental health of their patient was in serious danger.
There's no defence, though, for the woman if she is charged with an abortion.
How many prosecutions have we had in Queensland, do you know roughly?
We've only had one prosecution of a woman who's had a termination or used drugs to try to have a termination, and she was prosecuted in 2010.
Heather's talking about the Cairns case of Tegan Leach, who, along with her boyfriend Sergi Brennan, faced an 18-month court battle after trying to procure the drug RU486 from overseas. Ultimately, both were acquitted after the jury found there was insufficient evidence to convict them.
There have been other circumstances, though, where there have been raids on doctors' surgeries and so on. And so there's a few cases on the books about trying to keep that evidence out of the courts and so forth. But it's true that there haven't been very many prosecutions that have actually gone to court.
So how does the Queensland law compare to the rest of Australia or indeed worldwide?
Look, there's a lot of countries in a similar position to us in the rest of the world, but there are a lot of countries that are way ahead of us. So much of Europe and the UK is now certainly ahead of where we are in the Queensland position. But even within Australia, we've got ACT, which has decriminalised abortion completely and left it as a health matter to be regulated through health legislation. There aren't specific rules around how it happens in the health legislation, and it doesn't seem to have caused any great problems there. There are other jurisdictions, though, like Tasmania and Victoria, which essentially allow abortion up to 24 weeks or 20 weeks or 16 weeks, depending on the jurisdiction, and it's a matter just between the woman and her doctor. And after that particular gestation period, there's a sign-off by extra doctors to make sure that it's in the woman's best interest to have the termination. So there are models in Australia already which decriminalise abortion and create regulatory frameworks within health legislation to manage the issue. But it's fair to say that having abortion in the criminal code does certainly have some effects. They don't seem to be very good effects, but it certainly does affect the way people approach the issue in Queensland. And some of those effects are the fact that you can't, very difficult to have an abortion in a public hospital in Queensland. In fact, if you live out of the southeast corner of Queensland, it's very difficult to actually get an abortion and to know who might be able to provide one to you. So there's real limitations on services outside the southeast corner of the state.
Access was an issue frequently mentioned at the West End event.
The other problem is that they actually don't get in through the door to see the doctor.
That's Dr. Carol Portman, obstetrician and maternal fetal medical specialist. She's followed by Professor Heather Douglas and author Jane Caro.
That is a large part of the problem, is that there may be someone who might have considered listening to their story and helping them, but usually they go up to the front desk at the emergency department or the antenatal clinic or somewhere, and someone just says, we don't do that here, and they don't even get a chance to talk about the situation, so they don't get assessed. They're just sent somewhere else.
I mean, one of the things too is that abortions are later than they should be, because people often get pushed around to a variety of services before they might, for example, end up at Children by Choice and then get a referral to an appropriate person. or that weeks might go by, and weeks every week, every day is really important in the gestation and pregnancy, that they might end up having to go interstate, which is incredibly traumatic. They go away from their family, it costs money, and all those kinds of things. So that's one of the concerns in Queensland with current law. The other is, and we've had a couple of cases like this in Queensland, very young girls, some of you will remember the case of Q, who was 12 years old, and it was a situation where both of her parents agreed that she should have a termination, all of her doctors agreed she should have a termination, her social worker and counsellors agreed she should have a termination, but the hospital administration were concerned because of the current state of the law, so had to send it to the Supreme Court. So all of those people had to say, yes, this is what we think should happen. And the judge says, what do you think should happen? This should happen? Okay, let's make that happen. But of course, by then, weeks and weeks and weeks have gone by. And that's incredibly traumatic for the people involved.
And I think there's something else that's really important too. As long as it's kept on the criminal code, and as long as there's enormous amounts of shame around it, and women feel ashamed. And this shame has a silencing effect. And it also has a sneaky kind of, oh, you are evil, wicked, terrible person. And that's one of the reasons I'm completely open about my own experience. I'm not ashamed, and I don't think that any woman should be ashamed. And as long as it's in the criminal code, the message from your society to you is that you should be ashamed because you have done something that is shameful.
A bit of history. The criminalisation of abortion has been around since 1899. For context, that's before women had the right to vote. And apart from the inclusion of the defence 30 years ago, it hasn't really changed. But on the 10th of May 2016, independent member for Cairns, Rob Pine, introduced two bills to Parliament.
So the last time criminal charges were laid was in Cairns. We had a young couple in Cairns prosecuted and understandably people thought it was quite unjust and out of date that in 2010 it was. A young woman and her partner were put on trial in public with the most personal aspects of their life discussed in a court setting. So Cairns has seen just how ridiculous these laws can be in operation. So people from Cairns have asked me to try and get the laws changed.
The first bill was a straight repeal of the sections relating to abortion in the criminal code, which would have meant that abortion would be legally treated just like every other medical procedure. The second bill was a bit more complex. Deputy Premier Jackie Trad ran us through it after her event last Wednesday.
The second bill seeks to put in place a regulatory framework. So that means the gestation period at which abortion should be just a decision between a doctor and a woman, but also things like conscientious objection, exclusionary zones or protection zones for abortion clinics, so that anti-choicers can't harass women on their way into clinics. So the second bill has some very important elements in it to replace the whole criminalisation of abortion.
The Parliament was scheduled to debate and possibly even vote to pass those reforms yesterday, on March 1st, 2017. But on the morning before history could have been made, the bills were withdrawn.
Last night it was clear after the Leader of the Opposition's announcement, bearing in mind the position of the Katter Party is always been clearly against reform. It became clear last night that the bills would not be passed. So I went to bed last night with a 100% chance of nothing. And this morning, after negotiation, I agreed to withdraw my bill in return for the Labor Party committing to a process where they will refer the matter to the Queensland Law Reform Council in very similar terms to that in which the Victorian government referred the matter to the Victorian Law Reform Commission back prior to their reforms being adopted. So I think that, together with the government's commitment to act, gives us a 50% chance of law reform in this area, hopefully before the year's out.
So for now, the issue's been tabled, but there are still plenty of ways for listeners to get involved. If you want to learn more about the current situation, a full video of the decriminalising abortion event in West End is available on Deputy Premier Jackie Trad's Facebook page. If you've had a relevant experience that you want to share with the Queensland Law Reform Commission, you'll be able to make a submission to them via their website once the review gets underway. And if you've got funds to spare, or if you need assistance yourself, Children by Choice is a statewide service provider which helps women access abortion and termination services across Queensland and interstate. This has been Nikki Murray, reporting for Brisbane Line.